This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's the barbershop topic of the day on this hump day Wednesday.
Is that Ed on the cowbell?
Yes. Oh, you play cowbell?
You got to have more cowbell.
That's nice.
How you feel about the Orioles offseason, eh?
I'm kind of like, meh, eh. Yeah, meh. Not hating it, not liking it, but loving it. I thought there'd be somebody, you know. Don't wait to add pitch. Look, Means is gone now. I don't know what the what's up with Bradish? How's his health? Is he going to be pitching this summer?
July is what they're
saying. Is that what they're saying now? Mm-hmm. Jeez, it was.
How long does it take him to ramp up? But again, yeah. Will it matter?
I
because
think
this team's built for the regular season.
Is Bautista ready to go?
Yes.
He's ready.
They said he will be ready opening day Toronto.
Okay. See his glove with the mountain stitched
yes.
into it? That was cool.
Mateo will not be ready for opening day, most likely. Most likely will not be ready. But he might be ready by the time they would have needed him anyway. He's coming off the bench.
You know, here's what I'd say about this offseason. I think it's like, I would call it a B because there's a lot of unknowns and you have most of your pieces here. As I've stated numerous times, whether you agree with me or not, this is one of the best baseball rosters in the league right
now. It is.
The only one that you could sit here and say is better by far would be the Dodgers. But there's a lot of mainstay former MVPs. They've got a lot of import pitchers. We've got our guy Tommy. We'll see how he does. Tom Sagano. So as you look at the, like, he's a wild card to me. I think the Tyler O'Neill signing is one of those, I'm not going to say brilliant moves, but it's the, hey, you think we're doing this when this makes more sense from an analytical standpoint. And when you look at what you get from him and his production from his price, I think that's where you're going to look and say, hey, that paid off.
I think I'm stealing that. Whenever someone complains to me about what they did in the offseason, I'm going to ask them, whose roster is better? I'm stealing that.
Well, that's why I say this team's built for the regular season, because in the playoffs, frontline pitching does come in great bullpens. But this team also has enough capital where they can move prospects, and I know they haven't done it yet the way that fans wanted, but you got to admit, like, they have more ability at the trade deadline than most teams. But the problem has been that your top prospects have been so much better than everyone else's,
yes.
and you want to see how they develop,
yes.
that you don't want to move it for a flash-in-the-pan thing to try to make a quote-unquote run.
I think now we're at the point where you may have to move somebody for a run. We're a couple of years into this now. I can understand last year, but the further you get away from the rebuild, so to speak, because they're not in the rebuild anymore, you're now seeing the fruits of the labor.
So
the further we get away from the beginning of the rebuild, the more, in my opinion, you might need to prepare yourself for the run. Yeah. At what point are you going to run?
Yeah.
I agree. The rebuild's over. I mean, they're competitive now. What? That's it.
Again, so being competitive, like we've talked about this, expectations come when you're good. And this is a very good team. And it's weird to hear people talk about our team and go, oh, they suck. They're not even going to make the playoffs. And you go look at the odds and they have, I don't know, the second best odds in the AL to get to the World Series. And you try to explain it to someone, well, we lost Santander. And so that's 40 home runs that's gone or whatever.
44.
That's gone. We lost Corbin Burns and that's whatever. He's going to win 15 games with Arizona this year. And so now we've lost 50. That's not how this works. That's why wins above replacement were put there, to show you, okay, you lose Corbin Burns. What if you had Dean Kramer make all the starts Corbin Burns were? Or like take Charlie Morton if you want to use somebody else, and you put that into that slot. The wins above replacement is going to show you how much better Burns is than that said pitcher at that position. And again, like, this is something where I think fans just get caught up in the moment and they see everybody else signing these players and they want to win the offseason, where I think we have one of the best front offices that is spending wisely. They may not do everything I like. I mean, hell, I told you my offseason wish was Garrett Crochet, and we talked about bringing in a Bregman and having that veteran bat and maybe moving one of the infielders to the outfield and all this other nonsense. But I'm fine with what they did.
I guess my question for people who really are really hard on them right now, be like, okay, what move did they not make that you would have liked them to make? Point to somebody.
Pitching. I think people
point at pitching. Who would it be? You know.
Yeah. And it's fair enough. Keep Corbin Burns, and that wasn't all on them. Things like that. But I got to go back to what Jeremy said. I mean, whose roster is better? Right now, the Dodgers. I can say that. Dodgers are the best roster in all of baseball.
Yeah.
Maybe the Braves is pretty good, but they're definitely one of the top rosters in all the baseball right now. And they're that with homegrown talent.
Yeah.
These other rosters were, you know, they're like a potpourri. You got people from all over the place. Orioles, for the most part, are homegrown.
I got news for you. If they didn't sign Tyler O'Neill, Charlie Morton, Gary Sanchez as a backup catcher, this is still a really effing good team going into the regular season the way it's constituted already. And the other thing that we keep talking about is there seems to be a logjam of players. It's a good problem to have, a lot of mouths to feed that you can't get at bats every day for. So I think ultimately there has to be a move made, and they wait it out because if an injury happens, maybe it works itself out.
Yeah, maybe it does.
Like, the Red Sox got Crochet for four prospects.
One of them was a big prospect.
Yeah. Still not probably, well, none of them ranked higher than ours.
No.
Right? Yeah.
No, I mean, well, the kid that they got, I think was a catcher.
We have 13 and 14 right now are our top prospects.
Yeah, but they all could have been 1 and 2. It's like, I don't know how like some of these places judge it when new guys get drafted in. It was obvious when Paul Skeens was drafted that he was going to just jump up the board and be one of the top three prospects.
Well, my question, I guess, would have been, would you guys have been happy if they gave up one of our major prospects and three others, like the Red Sox did, to get Crochet?
I wouldn't have been. Because, again, that's another converted reliever that's going to be getting stretched out. I think he's definitely going to be a candidate for Tommy John at some point in the next few years. And I'm not wishing injury on him, but when you look at his pitching motion and making that switch, I think some of those things can come into play. But again, it would be like if we gave up, I don't know, like Beavers, and you start looking at Judd and all these other, like, you mix in some guys and Enrique Bradfield Jr., who we've heard so much about, I'd sit here and go, I don't like it, but I understand what they're doing.
You haven't heard enough about Enrique Bradfield Jr., which makes me believe that he is trade bait.
Okay.
Because he's one of the guys they haven't blown up.
And he's one of the fastest guys in the minor league.
He's worthy of it. And the fact that they haven't really blown him up and sold him to the fan base, to me, tells me they don't want you to get attached to him.
Could be, but it also could be something, too, where maybe they envision him replacing Cedric Mullins, or even if Colton Cowser had to be a bridge to make that happen when he finally gets ready, because he's still a couple years away.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, like when you have a prospect that you think can be a superstar, and again, it might be that you might have a bad front office and make a bad pick and say, like, for example, I talk about Scott Kazmir all the time. He was one of the best pitching prospects in all of baseball. Come to find out, dude couldn't stop smoking weed, and that's one of the reasons why he got traded from the Mets to the Marlins in that weird or the Rays in that weird trade for what, Carlos Zambrano?
I told you that we all smoking weed.
That he was just smoked out. Like, that cat was higher than giraffes. Yeah. But like when you look, I totally lose my train of thought thinking about that.
Giraffes?
No.
Is that what you're searching for?
It's so high, man. But like when you look at these types of players, like if the Orioles think, and I keep going back to this, Kobe Mayo could be a Pete Alonso type.
Yep.
And, you know, you look at a Jackson Holliday and you think he can be, I don't even want to use Francisco Lindor. I'm shooting high with some of these. But like if they think they can be that type of player, why on earth wouldn't you wait to see how they develop? Like, it'd be like trading Gunnar Henderson before we knew he was Gunnar Henderson. And again, they may not work out. They may get here, face injuries, struggle, be a 4A player. It happens a lot. But if you see that value in that player, why wouldn't you keep him and try to develop him? I mean, they're telling you what they think these guys can be by not moving them.
They are. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Our barbershop topic of the day. Spring training is underway. How would you grade the Baltimore Orioles offseason? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
7:31 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Man, I think I love that. Whose roster is better? How do you grade the Orioles offseason?
You know what
I mean, what moves, and Ed asks, what moves could they have made?
When you said that, all I could think of, who's better than Canyon? Sorry.
I'm gonna throw old honestly, dude. I mean, I don't what moves do they make?
If you went position by position, and I think the part that some people might struggle with is starting pitching and saying it's not up to snuff. I'm sorry, if you look around the league, I don't know teams that have five starters that they feel comfortable throwing out there on an everyday basis. And maybe the Orioles will find out that they can't be comfortable with Tommy or that's Sugano, either that pitcher or Charlie Morton or whatever. But it may not be what you want. Like Charlie Morton may be a four and a half run ERA type of guy at this point of his career. He hits a lot of bats. He strikes out guys. But I think the value that he's going to be is pitching a lot of innings for this team and then also for the younger pitchers. But they're loaded from a hitting standpoint at every position. Lefty, righty, it doesn't matter. And again, I know people are looking at this and saying, you're crazy. Or they didn't get this. The Yankees went out and got that. I don't care. They got the ghost of Paul Goldschmidt and Cody Bellinger.
Yes, they did.
And you don't know if Cody Bellinger is going to hit you 50 home runs or bat 200.
No, you do not.
And by the way, there's a chance he could do both. That's how ridiculous that guy is. So I don't know that it's going to work out.
And you're talking about the roster. You look at it now, and we're talking about, I think we're talking about Westberg recently, because we're going by position. What if he ends up being like a Bregman?
I think he already
is. You were out of the studio yesterday when we talked about it. Because Rob said to me, who's better right now, Bregman or Westberg? I said, I'm taking Westberg 10 out of 10 times, even if it's just for one season.
Okay, there's that. Gunnar is listed as the fifth best shortstop in MLB currently. Adley's listed as the number two catcher behind Contreras. Like, we already have these players.
Brian Kenny and the Shredder on MLB Network. You know where he has him rated as shortstop, don't you?
Mm-mm.
Really? He's, by the way, it's tough because Lindor's coming off of an MVP caliber season. Bobby Witt's coming off an MVP caliber season. Hearing him in the top five, I like it, but I agree with Rob or Brian Kenny. I think he's one or two.
I'll tell you who. This is Fox Sports. That's an old one. Wrong one. But the point is, you've got these guys already top five players in Major League Baseball. Like, who do you want to get rid of?
And by the way,
who are we trading?
We don't know. Jackson Holliday in limited at bats last year hit five bombs. And I know people are going, oh, it's five home runs. Calculate that out to a full season if he's playing second base and an everyday player. And oh, by the way, like this guy's just going to get better. It's just going to happen.
But you know, it's not cool for us to talk positively about them. It's not cool for us to project positively on them. It's not. The cool thing to do is to doubt everything they do. Listen, yeah. I don't know what Colton Cowles is going to become. I don't know whether that's the best of him last year or not, but I believe he's getting better. I don't know if Gunnar Henderson is topped out already. I just don't think he has.
Yeah.
I think Jordan Westberg is capable of being much better than he has been. And he was an all-star last year. What you got over there? You just found something?
Henderson, number one.
See, going to who?
This one is MLB.com.
Yep.
Because we have Sager second, Lindor third, Bobby Witt fourth, Mookie Betts, Dansby Swanson, Correa, De La Cruz. He was number one.
I think so Bobby Witt number three. Yeah. But he's been number one now according to three different sources.
And again, it's all in preference, too, when you look at those two players. Like, you can't sit here and go, this guy's definitely better than that guy. Like, we've been watching Gunnar. We get to see him every day. I'm taking that guy every time.
Well, yeah, and my point, it's exactly my point, though. It's like, if somebody said, are Lindor's one and Gunnar's two? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't care.
But you
Bobby
have...
Bobby, pick one. I don't care. He's one of the top in the game.
It's like saying LeBron James is no Michael Jordan.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll be that.
I mean, I think Gunnar's a top 15 player in baseball, regardless of position. And that's throwing starting pitchers in there and everything.
Like, you know why I love that? Because my eye told me last year that Gunnar Henderson is not a 25-era guy. That's what my eye told me. So that means their eyes said the same thing. He's not 25.
Absolutely.
And you know that Gunnar has done everything he can in the offseason not be a 25-era guy again.
Yeah.
He's not the guy.
My whole thing is, like, I can't talk baseball with you when you say, I want Mike Elias fired, because that doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. Like, you look at what he said he was going to do, what he came in and has done, and then now we need to see if it pays off on the back end. But people aren't even willing to wait to see, like, the players he's drafted and how they've developed. We have no idea what Kobe Mayo, what Kierstead, what Jackson Holliday, what Basayo is eventually going to be. All these guys have potential to be top 20 players or even top 10 players at their position.
In back-to-back years, you had the Rookie of the Year and the guy who finished second in the Rookie of the Year. So
he should have won the Rookie of the Year. That's some BS. Heel shouldn't even been the guy on the Yankees that got it. It should have been their catcher if they were going to give it to someone.
Mm-hmm. I did that on purpose.
Stupid ass people voting.
I know.
Take away their votes. Orioles should be going for three in it.
Did you know somebody did not have Lamar Jackson as the number one or two MVP vote?
Take that.
Did you know that?
Jim Miller, you dumbass. Yeah. Take away his vote. Everybody responded to Jim Miller with a negative response except one cat. Who did he answer? The one cat that agreed with him.
Did he really?
Yeah, what a loser douchebag you are, Jim Miller.
Let's go to Mark in Baltimore. What's up, Mark?
Sorry. Don't do that.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I think the Orioles had, a decent offseason. I wouldn't say it was great. I think a lot of people around Baltimore, considering the change in ownership, were looking for that all-in offseason to go and spend, $250 million on player X.
On what? On who?
Which guy, though?
Somebody like that.
Freed or Burns? You're talking about a frontline pitcher.
Right.
Right, exactly.
Okay. But, as much as I like those frontline pitchers, we all have talked about reasons why you don't want to give a long-term contract to Max Fried, who's been injured the past 3 years. And you look at his fastball and everything else, the numbers are saying that he's going to regress. Now, regression doesn't mean he's going to become a terrible player overnight, but those last 3 years on that deal, you're going to be going, I can't believe we signed this guy. And I think the same thing happens with Burns.
I'm with you. I'm glad they didn't because of question marks. But I think there are a lot of ifs. We got to hope Rutschman gets it together, and he the second half he corrects that. And I believe he will. The only move I didn't really particularly like was Tyler O'Neill. I feel like you got rid of a durable power-hitting outfielder, and you brought in an often injured power-hitting outfielder. If he has a great season and stays healthy, he's going to opt out and leave. If he doesn't, then we're stuck with him for two more years. So, but overall, they're a really good team. They got a lot of trade ammunition. I would like to see, I don't know how they're going to do it, but I would love to see Mayo and Kierstead get some consistent out at bats, to see what they can develop into. But like you said, with the left field wall coming in, you know, Mountcastle, I expect him to bounce back. So I don't know where these at-bats are going to come from consistently. But they have the trade pieces at the deadline if they want to go out and get that guy.
And Mark, on the, you talk about the opting out if he has a great year. I think the Orioles put that on there on purpose. So he could if he had a great year, because these other guys, maybe they're having great years, and you kind of want them to opt out.
And by the way, they gave him 3 years, $49.5 million with the opt out.
That's not a lot of money.
It's not like, if you look at what Santander got, comparatively speaking, I know everybody's talking about the home runs. You have to look at down the stretch, and this isn't, I'm not trying to crap on our players. Santander wasn't there outside of running into a few home runs the last 2 months of the season.
He wasn't.
He just wasn't.
He even his comment at the end of the season, at the end of the playoffs, was, I'm sorry I let you guys down.
And if Tyler O'Neill, this guy's capable of hitting 30 bombs in 120 games, even if he gets hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to platoon him properly here, too. He's going to get days off. I think he's going to be used perfectly here. Still doesn't mean he won't get hurt, because hurt players get hurt, right? But I think this is I don't want to say low ball, but I think this was I don't want to say great signing either. I think it was a really good signing,
solid,
taking a chance on somebody.
Michael in Harford County. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, man. I think I don't know if you guys have been talking about it now, but I think our bullpen's going to be underrated. When you added, what's his name, Kittyrand?
Yeah.
And then Bautista is 90% of what he was, even 80%. I mean, you're hoping he's back. But think about it. If you got Bautista, Cano on the back end with Sir Fernando, and people realize Soto had like 10 strong outings after he got jacked up for the first two or three. He had like 10 in a row. So if he can have some semblance of that, Kittyrand's a stud. Whether he continues it, his track record says he's a stud, you know, 2.42 or something like that last year. You got Cano and you got Bautista. And then you mix in, where does Povich fits in? Wells comes back. Is Sargano, that's how you say the X factor, if he comes in and produces. Well, how does Suarez go back and forth? There's a lot of depth there, and I think we're just lining ourselves up. If Bradish can come back and we're in position come August, I'll take Rodriguez, Efren, and Bradish. I know it's with him, who knows. But if we can get those three and our bullpen and position players, and if one of the two of those guys, Mayo, Kerstad, Basario's probably a year away, but he may give some stuff. Some of those other guys, I mean, I don't see, I think we're setting up pretty good. All right, have a good day, guys.
Number one, the last two phone calls were baseball guys, wholeheartedly, 100%. The rolling off the names and positions and numbers, they were baseball guys. Number two, Jeremy, we brought this up last week about the bullpen. That bullpen is going to be nice, man.
Mm-hmm.
It is set up really nice.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.